Hi, this is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. Well, what is Mortgage Mom? Well, we are bringing you all of the education and information that you need to do a home loan. So who is this great for? Well, we're great for first-time home buyers. If you have no idea where to start, you're not even sure who you're supposed to call, well, call us. Let us help you get you on the right path to success. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's WELEND and the number 4.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho MLO 208023796, Illinois 031.0058339, Missouri, North Carolina I210940, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.
So let's jump right in. This is going to be rent versus own. How much money do you need? And so I did have to select this. My show is obviously on YouTube. It is on podcast. It is, you know, I'm streaming it live right now to Facebook. It is on air in California, in Los Angeles County, on Go Country 105 every Saturday morning at 7:30. So I did decide, I had to select one area to go after to actually pull numbers for you guys. So I did work on Riverside. And the reason I'm going to explain why I did. Most recently, a lot of people that call me that are in Los Angeles County or Orange County have been finding that they're having to move a little bit further away to be able to get into something that is affordable for them. The prices of homes in LA County and especially in Los Angeles are starting to get very, very expensive, and they just can't afford it, but they really want to get into a home. They don't want to be in a condo. They don't want to be in a townhome. And so they're starting to move a little bit further out and do the commute into work if they happen to work in Orange County or in LA County. So the same thing is happening with a lot of people that are trying to buy, let's say they live in Santa Clarita. We're seeing a lot of people start to move outward and start to go to Palmdale and to Lancaster, to Victorville, to Cal City. We're seeing a lot of that, Acton, Agua Dulce. And they're just a little bit more affordable than staying local, but they're willing to do the commute because they really want to have that single family home. They really don't want to be in that condo or that townhome, and I get it. So the numbers that I ran today are going to be for single family homes, and I did select Riverside. So we're going to talk about Riverside. Now, obviously, if you're looking for an area outside of that, whether it's another state, city, county, you can call my office and we can do this with you one-on-one. We are happy to do it. I very, very simply, which I'm going to explain to you guys what I did, I went to Zillow and I looked for homes that had about roughly the same bedroom count, same bathroom count, and same square footage as what I found on Zillow for rent and also on HotPads for rent. Now, HotPads, if you guys have never heard of that, is a really great resource for when you're looking for a rental property. So I went to HotPads, went to Zillow, and I pulled properties that were for sale and for rent, similar bedroom, or same bedroom bathroom count, similar square footage, and then I pulled up what the differences were between sales price and monthly rentals. So again, we can do this with you if you're looking in a different area. You want me to do it in Torrance, you want me to do it in Phoenix, you want me to do it somewhere in another state, happy to do that for you guys. So please just call the office, get a consultation, and we'll do it one-on-one with you.
She's a mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Have you been thinking about buying a house this year? Well, guess what? Our spring buying season is off to a great start. Applications are up and interest rates are down. Do you want our help to get you into a new home? Well, give us a call and learn all about our Mortgage Mom deal to get you the best rates in town. How do you do that? Well, our number is 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. WELEND and the number 4. Or head on over to mortgagemomradio.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926.
Pick up the phone and call mom.
So in Riverside County, the first place that I started was with a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2-car garage, about 1,100 square foot single family home. So I thought that was a great starter home. That would be something that, you know, many people may be living in an apartment today, maybe living in a townhome today and renting. That would be a great first step starter home. So I did find a home, and there were actually numerous, but I found one that I thought was really nice because it looked like it had already been remodeled inside. It had the white kitchen. It had nice floors. It didn't really look like it would be something that you'd have to walk in and drop a whole bunch of money to move into. And the home that I'm going to talk about was for $559,000. So there were cheaper homes. There were definitely less expensive homes. I saw them all the way down to about $389 and everywhere in between. But I really wanted to pick something that I would be willing to put my family in as a starter property. So this one was $559,000. And not have to do any work, by the way. That was the biggest thing. If we're going to struggle to get in with down payment and closing costs, we obviously are going to struggle to be able to do improvements. And so we don't want to put you into a home that you're not going to be able to do the fixing and do the repairing. Obviously, if you're a contractor and that's what you do for a living, that's a whole nother story. If your parents are giving you the gift for your down payment and closing costs and you've got a little stash off to the side because you want to do the fixing project yourself, again, another story. But this was something that I felt like my family, where we are not contractors, we are not good at construction. I've painted before, and trust me, it didn't come out great. I would need something that I could just feel like I could move my family right into. So this was for $559,000. Well, when I tried to find rental properties, the closest thing that I could come up with was about $3,500 a month for a very similar home. Same, you know, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, similar square footage, smaller single family home. It was looking like the average was $3,500. I saw them as low as $2,900, but it was pretty outdated. And I saw them that were as high as $4,200 because they were absolutely immaculate and had a pool and everything. So we're going to compare $3,500 a month in rent to a single family home of $559,000. I thought that was a very fair comparison. Now, I do want to preface this with, I am on radio right now. I am not going to give you guys APRs. I am not going to break down closing costs. I am not going to break down down payments. This is going to be averages. So this is about what it would take, because I cannot legally disclose everything that needs to be disclosed like it's an advertisement. So this is approximately what it would take. These are approximately what your monthly payments will be. And I do have to do this to make sure that I stay compliant, that I'm explaining this to you guys. But I did do all of it. I calculated it out and got to some very close estimates with numbers that you would need to give you guys the rent versus own. Okay, so $3,500 a month house for rent versus a $559,000 sales price for that single family home. So we would be looking at many different ways that we could do this. The first way that I'm going to talk about, which would be the most expensive direction monthly, would be utilizing down payment assistance. Down payment assistance is going to help you with the amount of money that you need to close the transaction. You are going to get a set interest rate. Every single person gets the same interest rate depending on the down payment assistance program that we use. The numbers that I utilized today were from the CalHAFA website, just to have something that everybody who listens to my show could go to and reference if they wanted to see what that was. They actually show you on their website every single day. They publish the interest rates that are available so anybody can access it. Now, that CalHAFA is for California only. In California, there are numerous down payment assistance programs. So again, depending on you and your scenario and your debt ratio and your credit score, we may not use CalHAFA, but I only have a 30-minute show to do and to get this information to you. So I used that site because I can send everybody there to see numbers to run these numbers for you guys today. So here we go. 559,000 monthly payment, $4,633. So you're $4,600 a month versus $3,500 a month in rent, give or take. Now, remember that rent was $3,500 up. I saw as high as $3,500 to $4,200. So again, it's going to depend on the home, but I am going to give you guys a worst case scenario comparison because I don't like to lead or mislead people in the wrong direction. So with down payment assistance, you would be getting help from whichever agency that we use in this situation, CalHAFA, to help subsidize the monthly payment or the down payment that you need. So I also ran these numbers assuming FHA. And why did I do that over conventional? Because when we're trying to put less money down, FHA will typically have a bit lower interest rate. Your credit score can be lower. You can have as low as a 640 credit score with a down payment assistance program. And everybody gets the same monthly mortgage insurance. So rather than a conventional loan where the guy with 640 gets a higher mortgage insurance rate than the guy with 700 or the guy with 740, I didn't want to do that. It's too confusing for a show where I'm trying to do this. You guys are listening by radio or watching me, you know, on the internet. So I did use FHA, and this is down payment assistance. So with your down payment and the down payment assistance and your closing costs in this scenario that I put together, you would need about $12,000 out of pocket. You could probably get in with less than that, depending on how much of a credit that you could get from the seller to help you. But I estimated that you would need about $12,000. So remember, you've got your down payment that is required. You're getting the down payment assistance to gap the down payment, which on FHA is 3.5% down. And then you do have closing costs that will typically run you anywhere from 2.5% to 4.5% of your sales price. So in this situation, and the reason I say 2.5% to 4.5%, it really depends on whether you want to buy your interest rate down and what, you know, what interest rate that you do want. But in this situation, using the regular interest rate, not buying anything down, getting some help from the seller. So I assume that you'd get some help of about $10,000 from the seller that you'd estimate in your contract. You're going to need about $12,000 out of pocket for a monthly payment of $4,633. So I did, and again, I'm estimating, right? I'm estimating what I believe the property taxes will be. I'm estimating what I believe the homeowner's insurance policy to be. I always go a bit on the high side because I do not want to mislead you. So this could absolutely end up being a little bit lower, but let's talk about a worst case scenario. So if you're thinking about it, you're like, okay, well, 3,500 minus, you know, or 4,633 minus $3,500. I mean, we're talking about $1,100 cheaper to rent per month versus buy. So then I thought, okay, well, the other thing that you hear, but it's going to be roughly the same. And when I ran that rent versus own calculator, your break even point was going to be at 5 years. So in the reason for that is that you have your initial investment. You're bringing that money cash out of pocket in to close. You're going to probably, they are calculating in the rent versus own calculator repairs to the home. So assuming that you're going to move in and have to do some repairs, they are calculating 2% appreciation in the home value. They are calculating 6% in what it's going to cost you to sell the home. They're doing a lot of calculations that are very, very standard calculations. The rent did not have an appreciation. So rents moving up down the road, that was not calculated in there when I ran these numbers, again, giving you worst case scenario. So assuming rents stay exactly where they are, it did not calculate if interest rates come down and you do a refinance and now you're saving even more. And it only utilized 2% in your appreciation for your home. So year over year, your home going up in value by 2%. Now, over the last 10 years, the average appreciation on homes has actually been 3.5% per year. So again, that would be bringing that five-year break-even point lower. So I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Real estate is for the long haul. We are not buying a home, not in today's environment and in today's market, thinking that we are going to flip that home and sell it in a year or 2 years or 3 years. You are buying a home that you need to anticipate that you are going to hold on to for at least 5 years. Or longer. And the hope is longer because we want to build that real estate portfolio. Now, another thing in this break-even calculator that was there, but it was very, very low, was taking into account the actual tax advantages of owning a home. And it was using a tax amount, assuming that the person purchasing the home was being taxed 25%. So many of you are actually not in that tax bracket. You are in a much higher tax bracket than 25%. So again, that five-year term would have come down quite a bit. But that does give you that rent versus own, right? For the long haul, assuming worst case scenario, very little appreciation, lower tax advantages, no appreciation in rents, you are looking at a five-year break even. And not assuming that you're going to have an opportunity to refinance this home into a lower interest rate to make this home less expensive within probably the next year or two. We're definitely going to see those interest rates come down, and I'm still shooting for, and I still believe that we are actually looking at end of this year, last quarter of 2024, where they will start to cut that Federal Reserve prime rate. So really, we're probably about 18 months out before interest rates would drop enough that it makes sense to do the refinance to save the additional money monthly. So that is with down payment assistance.
She's a mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Have you been thinking about buying a house this year? Well, guess what? Our spring buying season is off to a great start. Applications are up and interest rates are down. Do you want our help to get you into a new home? Well, give us a call and learn all about our Mortgage Mom deal to get you the best rates in town. How do you do that? Well, our number is 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. WELEND and the number 4. Or head on over to MortgageMomRadio.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926.
Pick up the phone and call mom.
Now, if you can come up with your own 3.5% down, whether it's a gift or you have saved your own money, if you can come up with your own money for that same $559 sales price, and we do a 2-1 buy down, which you guys have heard me talk about on other shows. So the first year, the rate starts 3% lower than the end rate. Second year, it's 2%. Third year, it goes to the final rate, right? So let's say that the interest rate on that loan program, so as of today, we would be at about 6.75%. So first year at 4.75%, your payment would be $3,845. So now we're talking a whole lot closer than where we were with the down payment assistance and to what you could rent that home for. Year two, $4,185. Years 3 through 30, so for the remaining 27 years, you're at $4,540. So again, the whole point with the two-year buy-down is to help you get into that home today at monthly payments that are affordable, knowing that within the next 18 months or so, you are going to refinance that loan so that you can lower that monthly payment for the rest of the term of the loan and not ever getting to that third year rate, right? So in that situation, $3,845, $4,185, much more obtainable. Now, what I also did was said, okay, In this situation, again, I'm assuming that you are somebody who is going to have a difficult time coming up with the down payment. So we're going to scrape together that 3.5%. So instead of you paying for the closing costs out of pocket, you're going to get a credit from the seller to cover your closing costs and your 2-1 buy down. So now out of pocket, you are going to need your down payment, which is going to be roughly about $25,000. And then we're going to get the rest from the seller. So you're going to call us and you're going to talk to us and your realtor is going to talk to us and we're going to tell you how much money that you need to ask for when you are negotiating your sales price. But very, very doable. If you can come up with $20,000 to $25,000, you could get into that home with a 2-year buy down, rent $3,500, buy $3,845 first year, $4,185 second year. And we're going to hope to never get to that third year because the goal would be to refinance you before you get to that final interest rate that would last and remain for the rest of the term of that loan. So I did like that. And in that situation, you are going to actually break even way, way faster. It's not going to be 5 years anymore. It's going to be about 2.5 to 3 years. Again, you have that initial output and we used all of those very, very low calculations, worst case scenarios in that break even calculator, that rent versus own. So I'm going to jump into one more scenario because we are getting very close to the end of the show. I'm going to wrap up. I've got four minutes to go in my 30, but of course with you guys that are watching me live, I will stay and I will answer any questions that you have, but I do want to get this out for my peeps that listen on Saturday morning on Go Country. So I did also do a single family home that was 6 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms in Riverside, 3,000 square feet. That price was $749,000 for that single family home. And those rents were between $4,300 and $4,800 per month. So we're going to work off of $4,300. Again, I'm giving it to you guys straight. I'm giving you worst case scenarios so that you have real numbers that you can sit and consider whether or not it is the right time for you to buy right now. So in that scenario, with down payment assistance, so $15,000 roughly that you'd need out of pocket to close on that $749,000 property. We're going to get credits from the seller to help you with your closing costs. You'd be looking at a monthly payment of $6,190. So significantly more than what the rents would be. And again, when I ran that rent versus own calculator, even with that huge difference in monthly payment, it was still at right about 5 years where the break even happened. Now we get down to a 2-year break even when you come up with your own money. So again, if you can scrape together the 3.5% that you need for the down payment, we ask the seller to cover the closing costs, and we also ask the seller to do your 2-1 buy down, so we get that interest rate reduced for years 1 and 2. Now you're looking at a payment of $5,134 year 1, $5,589 year 2, and again, the goal would be to get refinanced before you get to year 3 through 30, getting you to that payment of actually $6,068. So some of you might be asking, why is the payment lower between the two scenarios? And it is a little bit lower when you come up with your own money because the interest rate is better when you come up with your own money than if you utilize down payment assistance. So you're going to get a little bit better interest rate. But now we're talking $5,135 a month for year 1 versus $4,300 to $4,800 in rent. I would do that all day long. You own your own property. You're taking the tax advantages. The property is going to appreciate in value. And again, in our rent versus own, we did not take into consideration that the rents are going to continue to rise. And the longer you stay in that home or you hop homes to another rental property, that monthly payment's going to get more and more expensive as the years go on. I would absolutely, $5,134 and $5,589, all day long, I would do that. And it would take you about 2 years, even with the initial money needed to get into that home and the repairs and everything else that they are utilizing in that rent versus own calculator. You'd be breaking even in about 2.5 years. I think it was about 2.5 years. So I do believe that you can buy in this market. I do believe the best thing that you could do would be to scrape together the funds, whether you can do that on your own, get to your 401k, ask your parents for help. Maybe they can give you a gift. Maybe you have somebody else who can give you a gift. But if you can scrape together your own funds, it is very, very possible and very, very doable to own a home in today's market, even with where interest rates are at today. And when those interest rates come down, which will happen, you will be able to refinance that property and get into a lower interest rate that would stay for the term of the loan. Now, why I like this 2-1 buy down is because you know in advance what the worst case scenario is for the monthly payment should interest rates never fall. They never come down, they never leave. They always stay high. You know what the worst case scenario is for your monthly payment if you go that direction. This is not an adjustable rate mortgage. This isn't going to fluctuate every 6 months. It's not going to fluctuate once a year. You're not going to all of a sudden have a $10,000 a month payment. This is year one, year two, year three through 30. So it is something that you'll know it. You can choose if it works for you, but it's definitely a fantastic program. So I do hope that I brought you guys great information today. I hope I got your brains working and thinking about, you know, is it possible to buy? I also gave you a lot of information to consider. You may feel it's not the right time for you to buy, and you really should wait, and you should wait until interest rates come down. Just remember that as interest rates come down, property values are going to go up. So you're going to get the same home that's $559. You're going to pay more money for. So even though the interest rate may come down, these monthly payments are going to probably stay very similar. So again, I want you guys to consider that when thinking about whether this makes sense. I want you to consider that we only used a 25% tax, assuming that's what you pay in your taxes, as far as what your savings would be as a homeowner. And if you have any questions at all, you want to go through your own personal scenario, we'll run rents where you want to move to, we'll run properties, what are available where you want to move to, and we will talk about how much that you earn, what is your tax amount, we will run that rent versus own calculator, and we will help you determine if now is the time or whether you should be waiting. And that is a very personal decision for all people. So for Go Country, I'm going to wrap it up for you guys here. I can see questions coming into my feed, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, guys. We're just going to wrap up the show for our Go Country listeners on Saturday. We're going to run a quick commercial, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. Well, what is Mortgage Mom? Well, we are bringing you all of the education and information that you need to do a home loan. So who is this great for? Well, we're great for first-time home buyers. If you have no idea where to start, you're not even sure who you're supposed to call, well, call us. Let us help you get you on the right path to success. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's WELEND and the number 4.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho MLO 2080237926, Illinois 031.0058339, Missouri, North Carolina I210940, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.